The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers visit Florida International on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. Again, excited to get started. Good preseason and a great challenge. First game on the road at FIU. So today being Tuesday, bulk of preparation's over. We got a Thursday night kick, so excited to play and see where our team starts this year.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Kevin. One guy we didn't hear a whole lot about this month was Jonah Morris. What's his status, and I guess where does he fit with that receiver group?
You know, he's doing good. He had a slight injury the first day of practice. And is kind of back with us, but kind of fell behind. So a number of those freshmen, Phil Binker, we've got Keontae Enos playing outside along with Jonah and Taser Mack. But I think the maturity of our receiver group right now, those guys are enough talent to play, but right now we'll see how the year goes with health. Maybe they're redshirted, maybe they're playing. So he's doing well, good start, but fell a little bit behind with a minor injury. Cost him a few days of practice.
Got it. Thanks, Kevin.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Hey, Kevin. The last 2 years, you've had some elite running backs in Tevin Coleman and Jordan Howard. Do you think Devine Redding can be just as good as those two? And when's the first time you kind of thought to yourself that he could be a game breaker for you guys?
Well, again, the consistent thing prior to Tevin's break, I don't think we'd had a 1,000-yard rusher at this institution in about 20-some years. It's our long stretch, whatever it was. So, Tevin got hot, but we've had a consistency of a group that a couple years ago were third-year players, and last year they were fourth-year players, and now we've got four fifth-year linemen. So the key to that running game is the line and the tight end play, and that's led by Dan Feeney. Devine's been a solid player, I'd say, behind Dan Feeney. He's probably our most consistent practice player, great practice habits. Can take the what Dylan McCullough does a great job with the running backs and coaching them. He can take the drill work to game repetition in the gameplay. He can take the classroom, the video. He takes care of his body, works hard. He's really matured. You know, I think he started what most people would say maybe as an average start as a freshman. Really had a solid, came on very, very strong in the last year. Really settled down, played within himself. And he's doing well. Now, at the same time, that running back group can go 5, 6, 7 deep. We're going to play a lot of backs, and Devine's our most experienced, our most consistent one. And not that there's competition. I just expect several backs to play. So I expect our running game hopefully to continue to be strong. I don't know if it'll be as individually led as it was a couple years ago with Tevin and last year when Jordan started it. So Devine's doing great. But so we're also very fortunate. That's a very, very good position group for our football team.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, obviously you can't have that kind of success with your running game without some very successful play up front on the offensive line. Can you talk a little bit about the experience and some of the depth that you return to that position group?
Yeah, like I said, we've got four fifth-year players. Dan Feeney, one of the best players I've had the fortune of being around and as a young coach, you know, and coming through the ranks, I always coach the offensive line. I put Dan at the head of the class of a lot of great players that I've had a chance to coach. He's awesome, great leader, great preparation, awesome off the field, really just does so many things that you want. Quality players, great talent, great player. Jacob Bailey, Wes Rogers, Demetri Camille are three other fifth-year players. All those guys are starting, playing a lot. Danny Friend, a fourth-year tight end at 270 pounds, a great compliment to the line. So, again, Greg Fry does a great job coaching those cats, and they play hard, and they're the backbone of our football team. I really appreciate what that line does for us.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.